What was the creative process for this production? What was your fascination with Edward R. Murrow?
Well, it really goes back to my student days. I was a student at the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism in the early 80s, and I'm a journalist by training. Mm-hmm. And one of my professors at the school was Fred Friendly, who had been Edward R. Murrow's producer and collaborator, you know, back in the 40s and 50s. And Fred taught a course called Media Law and Society, and he would tell long stories and these fascinating reminiscences about working with Murrow, and especially the lead up to the famous McCarthy broadcast of 1954. And I remember sitting there thinking, my goodness, God, this would be a great play. And, you know, I had been also kind of a budding playwright. I had gone to the HB studio in New York to study playwriting. And so I was kind of oriented to the theater to begin with. And so I, my first thought was, let's have a play. Let me write a play with a lot of characters, and maybe Fred would be a character. But the more I thought about this, the more I thought, you know, this would be a terrific one-man show, because as one of the greatest communicators of all time, I think Edward R. Murrow as a character would really command the stage. And I love the idea of him telling his story and his life story kind of one-on-one to the audience. So that's kind of the genesis of the play. And I actually circulated in the later 80s, and a very famous producer, David Susskind, actually got the play and wanted to produce it for PBS. And I worked with Mr. Susskind for about a year in his efforts to produce it for public broadcasting. And unfortunately, that never came about. But I was able to meet him through the process. And also, he put me in touch with Mrs. Murrow, Edward R. Murrow's wife, who was still living at the time, and she actually got to read the script and made some changes in it. So I really feel blessed that I was able to work with those people back in the that period of time. And I then put the script away for many years, went on to write other plays and do other things, but I decided to resurrect it now because I thought the time was right. The media just seems to be as much of the story now as the story it covers. So I just thought the time was right to bring this play back.